بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وعن معاذ بن جبل رضي الله تعالى عنه عن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال: لا تؤذي امرأة زوجها في الدنيا إلا قالت زوجته من الحور العين: لا تؤذيه قاتلك الله، فإنما هو عندك دخيل يوشك أن يفارقك إلينا. رواه الترمذي وقال حديث حسن. As Mu'ad bin Jabal radiallahu ta'ala says that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, when any woman annoys and displeases her husband in this world, any woman who gives taklif to her husband in this world, she annoys her husband, she hurts him. In other words, she makes such demands which is against Sharia, she doesn't obey her husband, she becomes a source of taklif and pain to him, then his wife from the Hura'een, from the damsels of Jannah, they call out to this woman in this world, this wife of his, and they say, do not annoy him. La tu'zihi. Do not give him any taklif. Do not hurt him. Do not trouble him. قَاتَلَكِ اللَّهِ. May Allah destroy you. فَإِنَّمَا هُوَ عِنْدَكِ دَخِيلٌ. He is just a guest by you at the moment. Temporarily he is by you as a guest. يُوشِكُ أَن يُفَارِقَكْ إِلَيْنَا. Soon he will depart from you and come to us. So this is when a woman of this world who disobeys her husband and she causes him various type of pain and misery, she is not a source of happiness and joy for him, she does not assist him in matters of deen and amal saliha, but she makes demands, worldly demands that is beyond his means and causes him much trouble and pain, then this is what happens with the wife. His Hura'een from Jannah calls out to her. Of course, she does not hear it. But she addresses her and says, do not give him taklif. He is only by you for a short period of time. He is as a guest by you. And soon he will depart. He will leave you and come to us. وعن أسامة بن زيد رضي الله تعالى عنهما عن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال ما تركت بعدي فتنة هي أضر على الرجال من النساء. متفق عليه. Rasulullah said, I have not left behind a test, a trial, a tribulation that is more difficult and harmful to men than the trial of women. Now, to understand this hadith, there are two explanations. One is, the woman of this world, your wife, she can become a severe test and trial and tribulation, as we explained in this hadith that preceded, when she disobeys Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, she disobeys you and she makes demands that are anti-sharia, against sharia, and she lures you into doing some haram things, so she has become a difficult test upon you, and a person has to overcome this test. Sometimes the wife does not want to read salat, she does not want to keep her rozas, or she wants to become a very modern woman. She wants to reveal her body and she wants to go to various parties and entertainments and leisures and pleasures and holidays which are not permissible. Or she wants to force the husband also not to come to the masjid, etc. Then this is a very severe trial upon the man. Of course, there are many, many, very many, many women who are much more pious than men. There are many women, far more pious than men. This we are talking in general, this hadith is general, that sometimes the woman, the wife, becomes a very severe source of trial and tribulation and test for the husband. The Rasul said, I have not left behind me a more severe trial and tribulation for that is harmful to men than women. And the other meaning is that not the wife, but women in general are a great source of trial and tribulation for a man. Man has passions and desires, and so instead of enjoying his halal wife, he becomes enticed by the woman in his workplace, in his factory, in his office, in his madrasa, in his school, in his college, and he becomes enticed very easily. And then he cheats on his wife. Of course, he's disobeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he is not loyal to his wife because he has been caught in this trial and tribulation. And therefore, Rasulullah has mentioned that the trial and the test for a man, that of a woman, is a most severe trial for him. So a man has to be on guard all the time. He should lower his gaze. And wherever he is working, whatever environment, all the time conscious of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so that he does not fall into zina, he does not fall into illicit relationships. Therefore, Rasulullah has mentioned that I have not left behind a tribulation, a trial, an examination more harmful to men than that of women. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq and hidayat to understand, to fulfill each other's rights. The husband has got his superiority, which we have explained. Does not mean he is a bully to over the wife and he must abuse her in no ways whatsoever. Sharia does not condone this. Sharia is against it. However, the woman, we have seen so many ahadith, she has to obey her husband. And of course, especially in matters of Sharia, and she should make sabr and be loyal to her husband and be chaste. And this way, inshallah, if both fulfill each other's rights, there'll be peace and harmony and unity. And even the children will benefit otherwise, where in those homes where the husband and wife are always quarreling and bickering and there's divorce, then this affects the children also. Allah Ta'ala protect us. Allah grant us afiyat and understanding of these ahadith. Subhanallah bihamdihi. Subhanakallahumma bihamdika. Rashadu wa la ilaha illa anta. Astaghfirullah.